present the internationally known Hancock Ensemble in a program of classical favorites from the works of the great masters. It has been organized by Captain G. Allen Hancock, a noted explorer and contributor of countless scientific discoveries to this country's museums. During the absence of Captain Hancock, who is leading a party of scientists into southern seas in quest of further scientific discoveries, the weekly broadcasts of the ensemble will be continued with an alternate cellist. Samuel Coleridge Taylor, the son of a native of Sierra Leone and an English mother, long occupied an important position in the London world of music. His musical compositions are many, particularly for festival chorus and orchestra, and the Handel Society, of which he was conductor, has frequently performed his important works. The Hancock Ensemble begins its program with a characteristic country scene by Coleridge Taylor entitled Valse Rustique. The eminent French conductor and composer René Baton was a native of the province of Brittany. It has been said his works, inspired by folklore, to which they owe no direct debt, evoke admirably the melodic and rhythmic form of the peculiar Brittany folk song. They reveal that the composer possesses a delicate feeling for the atmosphere and scenery of his country. The music we now hear is taken from the suite for piano called In Brittany. March-like in theme, its purpose is sufficiently indicated in the title, The Return from the Country Fair at Llandevenac. ¶¶
Through the leaves, the night winds moving, murmur low and sweet. To thy chamber window roaming, love hath led my feet.
Minuet. Thank you. Like most of the music of Debussy, Clair de Lune, second of the three movements of the Suite Bergamasque, has a program. But it does not, however, describe objects. It describes only fancies about objects, delicate, fleeting, elusive thoughts suggested by the emotional content of the title. So subtle and impressive is the effect, however, of this little masterpiece that it continues to grow in appreciative favor year by year. Debussy's Clair de Lune. Harold Whitcraft, tenor, returns to the microphone with an interpretation of one of the most impressive songs by the famous Italian composer of the Victorian age, Tosti, the exuberant spring song, Aprila. Tender sentiment, the enchanting Varum of Robert Schumann will live and be admired as long as music is known. Originally a piano solo, it has been arranged for the Hancock Ensemble and is frequently featured on their programs. Schumann's Varum. Presented the internationally known Hancock Ensemble in another program and a series of concerts to be broadcast each week over these same stations. This distinguished musical group has been organized by Captain G. Allen Hancock, noted explorer, benefactor to science, and musical enthusiast. Tonight's soloist was Harold Whitcraft, tenor. Captain Hancock is at present leading a group of eminent scientists into southern waters in quest of further scientific discoveries. And his place as cellist in the ensemble tonight was occupied by Julius Tannenbaum. Your announcer, Floyd Mack, speaking from our Los Angeles concert hall. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
KHJ, the Don Lee Station, Los Angeles.